KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 78 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. A slight chance of scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon. A high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We look for a heat index today of between 100 and 103 degrees. In area news, the Harlan Police Department reports a Shelby County warrant was issued Monday after officers were called to the Westwich Acres Trailer Court for a subject who had entered a home at that location and allegedly removed items from the residence. 67-year-old Dwayne Strait of Harlan was arrested on the warrant and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with burglary in the third degree. Authorities said also that on July 28, 30-year-old Eugene Cardine of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to investigate an open 911 line with a possible domestic situation. Cardine was arrested and brought to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault for allegedly striking a Harlan woman. That same day, 31-year-old Robert Sommer of Kirkman was taken into custody when officers were called to Murtu Memorial's emergency department for a female patient who may have been abused. Sommer was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault. And on July 27th, Harlan police arrested 20-year-old Sean Shaban of Erling after officers were called to investigate an attempt to buy alcohol by a person under legal age. Shaban met with the officers at the Harlan Police Department, where he was charged with attempting to purchase alcohol and use of a driver's license by underage person to obtain alcohol. Shaban was cited for the offense and released. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports 39-year-old Jaime Castillo Gomez of Mexico City, Mexico, was sentenced Wednesday to serve 14 years in prison for his role in the trafficking of meth in western Iowa. Senior U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner also ordered Gomez to serve a five-year term of supervised release to follow his imprisonment. On February 26th, Castillo Gomez pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine, which was the result of an investigation by law enforcement of meth trafficking that took place in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area for over a one-year time period. Beginning at least as early as November of 2014 and continuing through September of 2015, Castillo Gomez conspired with multiple other individuals to distribute at least 1.5 kilograms of meth in the Southern District of Iowa and elsewhere. His case was investigated by the FBI's Greater Omaha Safe Streets Task Force and the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday the former manager of the Fremont County landfill had been arrested on felony ongoing criminal conduct and second-degree theft charges following a state auditor's report that alleged 31-year-old Dusty Van Rennen spent nearly $40,000 improperly. Van Rennen turned himself in and has since posted bond amounting to $2,500. The charges were the result of a special investigation of the Fremont County Sanitary Landfill Commission, which found the improper use of thousands of dollars of the organization's funds. State Auditor Mary Moseman said her office found irregularities in the spending by Van Rennen.
Our investigation had a total impact to the commission of a little over $39,000. A little over $7,900 of that, $7,904, was improper disbursements, which was mainly improper use of the commission's credit card and the fuel card, as well as some improper reimbursements to the former commission manager.
Moseman said Van Rennen was the manager from March of 2014 to September 30th, 2015, and during that time he also failed to do some of the required paperwork for a loan with the DNR, and that cost the organization money.
Since the commission failed to meet various milestones and reporting requirements, they have to repay the forgivable loan, which I believe was $20,000. And then a little over $2,600 was unsupported disbursements, for which we didn't have enough documentation to be able to tell if the purchase was for the operation of the landfill or if they were personal in nature.
The Fremont County Sanitary Landfill Commission is made up of representatives from the county and the cities of Farragut, Hamburg, Imogene, Randolph, Riverton, Sidney, Tabor, and Thurman. Moseman said the commissioners raised concern after noting the amount of gas being bought went up after Van Rennen took over.
We did an analysis prior to that period and during that period and after that period, and the fuel charges on the credit card and on the fuel card were significantly higher during his time as manager of the commission.
The increase came at a time when gas prices were dropping. Other issues found in the audit included undeposited fees for dumping at the landfill, and the organization paid sales tax on items purchased when that was not required. Mosman reported some of the payments for the sale of recycled pallets were deposited to the former manager's personal bank account rather than the commission's bank account.
The way the agreement was set up is 50% of those proceeds, 50% went to the company and then 50% went to the commission, but they didn't go to the commission.
Mosman said the commissioners had questions for Van Rennen on the lack of funding of the recycling program.
The proceeds were going to his bank account, so it didn't appear to be worthwhile for the commission to maintain the recycling portion of the landfill. But had he deposited the money into the commission's bank account versus his own bank account, things could have been different.
Further investigation found one of the people who owned the recycling company handling the material also had a 10% interest in the recycling company. Van Rennen started in Nebraska. Mosman made several recommendations to the commission for improving their oversight of the organization's finances. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted in its investigation by the Fremont County Attorney's Office and, as I mentioned, the Iowa State Auditor's Office. Well, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they were investigating a burglary and theft. On Wednesday, a Pacific Junction woman reported an incident of second-degree theft occurred Tuesday afternoon at a location on Depot Street. And two Pacific Junction residents reported an incident of third-degree burglary had occurred July 27th at a location on Hobbit Avenue. Additional information concerning the incidents is not available, and the cases remain under investigation. A Northwest Iowa woman accused of stealing a winning lottery scratch game ticket, has pleaded not guilty. Ashley Bosler of Sioux Rapids entered the plea Monday in Storm Lake to charges of theft of a lottery ticket or share and abetting the theft of a lottery ticket or share. Her trial is set to begin November 15th. Prosecutors say Bosler was working at a convenience store when she found the winning ticket by scratching off a corner and scanning the barcode. That confirmed it was a winner of a $250,000 prize. Prosecutor said she hadn't paid for the ticket and was too young to play anyway, so she asked a co-worker to sign it, and eventually her boyfriend, who tried unsuccessfully, to claim it. Cass County Auditor and Election Commissioner Dale Sunderman reports that next Monday, August the 8th, is the first day for non-party organizations and candidates nominated by petition to file nomination papers for county or township offices. The petitions may be filed with the county auditor's office, and the last day to file is August 31st. Nomination petitions and other election forms are available at the office of the Cass County Auditor, as well as from the Iowa Secretary of State's office at sos.iowa.gov. Nonpartisan positions scheduled to appear on the November 8th general election ballot in Cass County include Cass County Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner, 3 positions, Cass County Agricultural Extension Council, 4 positions, Township Trustees, 1 full-term trustee in each of the Edna and Union Townships, and 1 vacancy term trustee in Edna and Union Townships. Also, Cass County Hospital Trustee, there are 2 full-term positions, 1 for the Northwest District and 1 for the Southeast District. Nomination petitions must include the following number of signatures, 25 each for the Ag Extension and Soil and Water Conservation seats and 50 for Hospital Trustee. Township Trustee candidates do not need nomination papers. You only need to fill an affidavit of candidacy. And only Edna and Union Townships will fill their positions by election. The other 14 townships' officers are appointed by the Cass County Board of Supervisors. You can find out more information about the upcoming election on this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. And if you have any need for additional information, you can call Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman at 243-4570. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.